Hi, Daddy Gang. I am currently in Boston, okay? And I'm on my way to the Post Malone concert. And I figured I don't want to go alone. I would love for you to come with me. That's why I got us this limo. But if we're going to go to his concert, I don't know. I just figured maybe we should also interview him. You want to come? Let's get into it.
What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
The man of the hour.
Hi, everybody.
Come take a seat.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
I'm going to give you a little hug before.
I would absolutely love
just
one.
Because, you know, yes, good vibes. How are you doing?
I'm amazing.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
I guess I should say, Post Malone, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am so happy to be here. It's very exciting for me. I've always wanted to meet you.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a fabulous vibe.
Thank you very much.
We are currently in your dressing room, backstage. You're going to perform tonight. We are in Massachusetts, a little outside of Boston.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any, like, connection to Boston? You have friends in Boston?
I have a lot of Patriot fans as friends. Well, friends is a very, like, loose term,
I suppose. Oh, yeah.
Like,
are you friends with Tom Brady? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Just Patriot fans.
Oh,
he is a very sweet guy. But a lot of people on the team are, for some reason, New England Patriot fans.
Oh, and I love that.
It's all right, I guess.
It's good.
It's not. I don't know.
You don't like the Pats?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. So respectful. No, ma'am. I fucking hate them, ma'am. I actually went to college in Boston. Mm-hmm. I haven't been back since graduation. So it's kind of like a pretty surreal moment for me. If I knew in college I was ever going to, you know, interview you,
sure,
I probably would have shit my pants.
Cool. I did shit my pants today.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I wanted to say also thank you for coming. I know you have a very busy schedule too, so I appreciate
you. Thank
you.
No, I appreciate
you. And I appreciate you waiting as well.
I'm here drinking and relaxing.
Easy.
It's good. It's good,
yes,
vibes.
Ma'am. Yes,
so
ma'am.
As I was getting ready for this interview, I was like, okay, I know you typically go by Post,
mm-hmm,
but you have a new album out called Austin.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is your first name.
Yes, ma'am.
So what's the vibe? Do you want to start going by Austin now?
My football coaches used to call me Posty. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where that started. You can call me whatever you want, except late for dinner.
Late for dinner.
Mm-hmm. That's like my most old man joke of all time.
I literally
That's like
just
a joke
like,
from like the 20s.
I'm not going to.
It's like a Dust Bowl joke.
I'm not going to lie. It took me like 2 seconds to register the joke, and now I get it. And so now I'm going to laugh after.
The thing is, there's no joke, really.
Okay,
comedy
so.
Comedy was different.
No. It's great comedy. I appreciate you. No, that's interesting because I was talking to someone that's on your team, and he was like, yeah, like sometimes like I'll call him Austin when we're more private vibe.
Yes,
and then Post when it's more like he's Post Malone. He's out there.
Oh, you talk to people from the team?
Oh, I've been like interviewing everyone about you. I'm getting all the tea posts. I'm getting all the vibe.
That's
so
terrible.
Do you think, like, is Austin and Post Malone the same person, or is Post kind of like an alter ego?
I think it's a weird to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's everything is me You know, everything is me. My name's Austin. Everyone calls me Austin. Whenever I introduce myself, I always say Austin. I think because I got Post Malone from just putting my name in a rap name generator, like in high school.
That is what we need to clarify. So when I was researching, I was like, yes, hold ma'am. On. Your actual last name is Post, which yes, I don't ma'am. Think everyone knows. Yes, so it's Austin Post.
Well, yes,
so you
ma'am.
Put Post as the first. Mm-hmm. And you're saying you put into a random generator and you got mm-hmm. Malone.
Yes, ma'am. It just gave me the name. And I said, you know what? That does sound cool. And so I did it. I want a name like Wiz Khalifa, but it's not nearly as cool as Wiz Khalifa. But it's like, it has two words. It's so it's kind of like Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty unique.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're on tour, obviously. That's where we are right now. How is tour going for you?
It is amazeballs. It's my first tour with a band.
Okay.
So I'm having so much fun. I'm so excited. And like, for the longest time, it would just be me on stage running around, and it was very lonely up there. And so now I can look around, and if like I fuck up or anything, I'll just be like, hey, stop. And then the crowd be like, oh, it wasn't him, you know? So that's like kind of...
You're like, I can blame it on everyone else. It's not my fucking yes, fault. I fall on my face. You're like, my fucking guitar is tripping.
What the hell happened? What's this guitar for doing here?
So what inspired you to name the tour? If y'all weren't here, I'd be crying.
Because it's true for the most part. No, not really. Not anymore. I'm actually so happy now. It's super interesting being out on tour for a long time. Because for a long time, we just ran around the world, especially when I was, you know, like younger and I could and before COVID and all that stuff. And now being back out on tour is hard because I'm old, or I feel old at least.
I'm How a old dad. Are you?
I'm 28. I just turned 28. Whenever I started, I was 19 and like, and I was like, everybody's like, oh, he's like 20 years old. And I'm like, yeah. But now I'm like 28 and no one cares.
I love it. We're the same age. So am I old?
No, ma'am.
I feel like 28's like no, we're ma'am. Like just getting to our prime, no? You're tired.
I'm super tired and going on tour. Now my knees click. Says she tired, little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20 inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody
flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. Brace.
There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah, I mean, I would love, I wanted to go Stone Cold Steve Austin double leg braces because it's so sick looking. And I wear jorts every show, so it's like perfect.
The jort stop and then the knee brace begins.
And then the knee brace begins. And you're like, why does he wear those? I don't know, but it looks cool. I think like the more shit that like WWE wrestlers put on,
yeah.
I'm like, whoa, they must have like, they've been through some shit.
I feel like you're the only person that could pull off jorts and knee pads or like knee brace vibe.
Or just, if I did knee pads, that would be badass. And I want to like, because sometimes I'll hurt my hand. Like, because I'm a dumbass and I play in my garage and like stab myself with a knife on accident.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to like wrap my hand and I'm like, oh, I'm so cool.
I love it. Okay, so I hope next time I see you, you're going to be wearing that shit.
Yes, ma'am. That didn't answer your question at all, by the way.
It's okay. I don't care if we swerve. Like, who gives a shit? We're here to have a good time,
yes,
okay?
Ma'am.
We're
yes,
getting
ma'am.
You ready for your concert.
Yes, ma'am.
What is on your rider? Mm-hmm. And actually, can you explain what a rider is? Because some people may have no fucking idea what that means.
Yes, ma'am. So there's many schools of thought here. I actually don't know how to spell rider. I don't know if it's rider or writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of like where the two schools like disagree.
Okay.
And then, but there's a lot of different arguments that can sprout out of that conversation. Mm-hmm. We won't go there.
Okay.
A writer is a list of stuff that you like that I guess make you feel at home whenever you're not.
Mm-hmm. So list us yours. Come on.
The thing about my writer is it's not updated. I still get candies that I don't like.
Oh, like
it's not that I don't like. But for the longest time, we had gummy bears, like Haribo gummy bears, which are fine. But if you eat them every day for like 2 years straight.
Yeah, tastes like medicine.
I want Black Forest gummy bears. I want to switch it up. But for now, we have red cups. I got to look over there. We have emergency.
Post, why don't you just read, what do you like?
What do I like?
You wish was in here?
I prefer on my writer like a stack of like $1 million cash.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Would be very bitchin'.
They don't give a shit about you, I guess.
That's what I heard.
Old man vibes.
That's
like,
what I
it's
heard.
Over. Like,
yeah,
you're like, sir. I gotta go
his,
home.
His knees click. We don't fucking care.
You're like, as long as
just
I'm
eat the fucking Haribo gummy bears.
Well, do you think you're high maintenance or low maintenance?
I consider myself low maintenance, I think.
Do you think if I asked your team, they would agree?
Yes. Yes, I think so. I don't know, because I'm at the core of everything, I'm super simple. I need a beer, I need cigarettes, and I need 2 hours in the bathroom to answer emails.
That's it.
That's all I need, I think.
Wow.
And then a little bit of beer pong. But I will say something I'm a little bougie about is I need good cups and balls.
Okay.
Like very specific cups and balls, because the way in a lot of the, you know, there's a lot of different cups and balls out there.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll try to skimp out on the cups, and that's when I've had enough.
You take your beer pong very seriously.
Yes, ma'am. And I've gotten worse as I've gotten. I used to be so good.
Yeah, wait, I was talking to Bobby, and he was like, you know, he's so fucking good. You're bad now?
Yeah, I'm bad now.
I feel
I'm
like that's so also a facade.
Now. I'm no, so bad.
You're now. Saying that, and then we're going to go in there, and you're going to be playing, and you're going to be better than everyone. Are you superstitious before you go on stage? Like, is there anything specific you have to do where you're like, holy fuck, my day is ruined?
Well, answering the emails is very important.
Okay.
we're doing, tonight Noah's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, this is in the future.
It's fine, yeah. Okay.
Well, in Boston, Noah Kahn came out. And we were talking about inventing diapers for performers. Because you never know, you hit the wrong move and it just... It's Vesuvius.
Yeah, it's going to go.
Yeah, it's apocalypse. It's Yellowstone level eruption sometimes.
Does that happen to you often?
No, it's never happened to me. Oh. Let's just make this very clear. It's never I want to look at every camera and say it's never happened to me.
Okay.
But if it does happen, that's like that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's like a nightmare.
One could assume that you would, since you were like, I've been really thinking about inventing these diapers, as if this is like a serious like sewage problem for you where you're like, just letting it rip.
Well, then there's the whole thing, because that then think of what I could do with that 2 hours.
Mm. Okay.
Sometimes I'll bring a guitar in there. Sometimes I mean, all the best lyrics are written on the shitter, 100%.
Yeah, can we clarify for a minute?
Sure.
So what I've heard is you do some of your best songwriting on shrooms and on the toilet.
Yes, ma'am. And those kind of
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, let's talk about it. Are you taking shrooms and then camping out in the bathroom? Like, are these two things together, or are they kind of like separate ventures?
They are separate ventures, but... I've never even thought about it that way, because they do kind of, I've had some of the meanest shits in my entire life off the shrooms and just beer. It's because it'll be like, whenever I was a kid too, it'd be like beer and shrooms for like 4 days and not eating anything. And I will be like, guys, I'm gonna die right now.
You're shitting your brains out.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Skinny legend. Yeah. You're like, it is all just calm me.
I lost like 10 pounds from this one trip once. No.
Wow.
No, but
wow.
It's crazy, because one point it just knocks on fucking Hell's Gate. And you're like, okay, we need to open the floodgates now.
We need to take care of this.
This is a problem.
You keep talking about doing emails. Like, do you not have someone to do your emails for you?
Well, emails is just code for shitting. Answering emails is just code for shitting.
Okay, I didn't know if you're actually sitting doing emails while you're taking your shit.
Sometimes I'll answer some emails. I do. On tour, it's hard to, like, bring gaming consoles and stuff, and I'm a pretty huge pro gamer. So I do a lot of online shopping, and everybody thinks every order I place is fake.
But you're, like, really shopping in there while you're shitting.
It's me, and then they call me or
Well, you put your name on the order?
I have to.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do, because they call me, and they're like, hey, we've had a lot of fraud, and we want to say... They even call me about my billing address not matching up with, like, my home address and stuff, and I talk... Little do they know, I'm totally on the can, and I have to run, like, a white noise machine or a little bit of water, and I have to specifically get up and turn it off. And then sit back down just so they don't think like I'm in. And I know sometimes they can tell with like the reverb. Because what's interesting about a bathroom, you can definitely tell if you're on speakerphone, you can definitely tell if someone's in the bathroom. And then in pictures, for some reason, if you send someone a picture, like a selfie while you're shitting, there's no way that you don't know they're on the toilet. Like, it's like an angle or something.
Are you often taking selfies while you're shitting?
No, but if I do...
Who would you send a selfie to while you were taking a shit?
I don't I have a bunch of like ex-SEAL buddies and Ranger buddies, and they do it all the time. They're like, hey, just take it a shit, what's popping? And I'm like, all right, yeah, me too, you know what, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah, it gives you like a little extra hair on your chest. You're like, I'm feeling myself.
Well, this is
shit.
Just like this is kind of what boys do. This is like what we do. We send each other shitty selfies.
Yeah, I like that for you.
And then Dre will FaceTime, my manager will FaceTime me or something, and I'll be like, hey, you know what, hey, what's going on? And he can definitely, you can definitely tell on FaceTime.
It's always such a pleasure to sit down with people because you never know where an interview is going to go. And like, what I love about Caller Daddy is like, usually it has one vibe, but today it's like, today we're talking about shit. And like,
yes,
this,
ma'am.
But it's comedy. You're bringing the comedy. I love it.
You can say this interview really went in the can.
It went in the can. Okay, I want to take a step back. Before you were Post Malone, you were just Austin. What were you like as a kid?
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. I've always been like, I don't know. I've always been kind of an introverted kid, but then, you know, I love making music forever. I love playing games. I love hanging. I had a small group of friends. We would just go over to my buddy's house every day and just play games and stuff. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Weird. A little weirdo.
When you say you're a little weirdo, mm-hmm. back then, is there like a memory or something, like a story that comes to mind that you can help us like kind of describe you as a younger kid?
That's a hard question. I remember I grew my hair long. I wore the tightest crew jeans I could find. And crew was the shit. It was like the crews and the fallen purple fallen shoes with the fat laces. And I would go, I don't know. And then everybody started like goodwilling and like and going to like the stores to go grab like old penny loafers and shit.
Yeah,
like, and we would just, yeah, thrifting. I don't know why I couldn't think of that
word. It's okay. I got you. I'm here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, we would just go run around and play games. And I don't know if there's a specific memory. I know everybody's like, oh, I'm quirky or I'm zany, you know, I'm wacky. But.
You're just like, I was a weirdo.
I don't know.
Fuck off.
I was just me. Yeah, that's the whole thing. You know, I moved when I was 9. And then, like, I used to get bullied a whole bunch in school.
For what?
For, I guess, like, dressing the way I did and stuff. Like, because I was, like, we wore skinny jeans and all that stuff. And that was, like, just, like, kind of a new deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but people would throw gum in my beautiful hair. I had beautiful hair. I had to cut it all off.
You'd cut it off because there was so much gum in your hair?
No, there's way too much gum in my hair. This is becoming a problem. But I was safer. I was safer because the gum would harden. And so if like I fell off the skateboard or something.
Right, like after class, Post would have so much gum in his hair because the entire class would throw gum. And if you fell, it was more of like a little rebound thing. Like you were chill.
I was not throwing gum every day.
Okay, just occasionally.
Yeah, no,
just occasionally.
Like, oh, there's that fucker. Listen with the gum. What is that, Trident Layers? That's good shit. That'll get stuck super good.
So you wore skinny jeans. Do you think that was the gist of why you were getting bullied?
No, I don't know. I think it was always because I always wanted to be myself, I guess. And we all know high school is super high school.
Totally.
So,
totally.
Middle school, high school. And when I was a kid, too, it just didn't start me off good at all. Because I wore slacks and a dress shirt every day and slicked my hair back because I saw my dad go to work and I was like, you know what? That dude's cool as fuck. So I want to do that too.
Yeah, I could see that. Like the kids be like, why the fuck are you wearing
slacks? Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, because my dad does.
They'd be like, because my dad's cool, guys. What the fuck?
Yeah, and they're like, well, we're in fucking middle school and high school, bitch. So like, literally get it together.
I remember for 1 year my school tried out a uniform and I was already Gucci. I was like, oh, I didn't have to change shit. I was
like this is my, I wake up and put this shit on a Saturday, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah,
this is me.
These are my PJs.
Dude, it's so fucked how mean kids are
kids
at
are
that
mean.
Age.
Yeah.
Like, I also got bullied and I've talked about it on my show, but I'm like, people were so fucking mean and that like sticks with you. And I feel like it's interesting because now I feel like people know in the industry and just your fans, like you are now known for having like the sweetest, kindest heart. You're so sweet to people. And I wonder like, is any of that because you don't want people to feel the way that you were treated?
Well, yeah, I always think about that too. And I think like it keeps me up some nights. It'll be like, say I was at dinner or something and I'm in the middle of taking a bite and someone will say, hey, can I have a picture with you? And I'll be like, yeah. And I'll get up and I won't be as energetic as I used to be because I want to eat too, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And I always think, and I'm like, man, I could have been so much kinder in that situation. And that kind of drives me nuts because I know how it feels to meet someone and especially, I guess, someone that you either know from music or someone that you really like their music or whatever. And I know how that feels for them to be a total asshole. And I never, that's kind of like what drove me, I guess, to that. I don't want anybody, it only takes 1 second out of your day to be nice. And
totally.
Yes, man.
Do you have any advice for anyone that is like, damn, fuck post, I relate to you, of like feeling like an outsider or feeling like maybe they don't fit in and they're kind of getting bullied? Like, do you have any advice? Any wisdom?
Well, I guess, well, I don't know about wisdom. but yeah, I mean, coming from that and just realize, like, you are so fucking cool. You are so fucking cool. Even if no one thinks you're fucking cool, you're super fucking cool. I guess that's it. I mean, at the end of the day, you're only one person your whole life, and you should be able to express yourself and live your life and do whatever the fuck you want to do as long as you're not hurting anybody. And a lot of people don't really understand that, I guess. Especially, it's hard being a kid. It's hard being a kid, and I'm not going to say I understand why kids bully people, but, you know, it's hard being a kid, and people go through shit every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, just keep being yourself. Just keep being fucking cool, because you're fucking cool. And you're no one can tell you shit, really.
For example, you're pretty fucking cool.
Thank you very much.
Look,
thank you very
much. No gum anymore.
No gum.
Shorter hair.
Shorter hair.
Looking great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And Post, I want you to really just give me whatever comes to your mind and your heart in this moment when I ask you this.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Who is your best friend in the industry?
Oh, shit. Louis Bell.
You have to get rid of one tat. Which are you removing?
For my mommy, something on my face.
Okay. That's fair. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. She's here tonight.
Oh, I need to meet her. Yeah. Lovely, lovely. Yep.
You can hang out with her as long as you want.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is something you used to be embarrassed about, but you don't give a shit about anymore?
My nipples.
Oh,
I have poofy nipples.
Poofy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cute.
It's not cute.
Oh, okay.
It's not cute.
It's not fucking cute, bitch. If I get surgery,
they're tough. They're tough.
Did you know they were puffy, or did you get told they were puffy?
They always gave me shit about that. I never took my shirt off as a kid because I was like, man, my nipples are so puff. I don't get why. I don't understand this.
Oh, just a little puff daddy.
I'm puff daddy.
Okay.
That's how he actually got his name. Have you seen his nipples?
He has puffy nipples. You and puff daddy. One thing in common, puffy nipples, bitch.
He's just way richer than me.
Stop. Stop. Okay, puffy nipples. That's a great answer that I didn't anticipate. This episode is going to be Post Malone featuring puffy nipples. This is good.
Great rap name.
That is good. Okay. Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
Not all the way.
Huh. Like a little finger bang, or like you couldn't come?
Oh, no. Definitely bust. Okay. Is that a fine to say?
This is Call Her Daddy. We talk a lot about sex here. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely bust, but no like coitus.
Okay.
Not full coitus.
Okay. That's good. Thank you for this is good.
And here's the whole deal.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I know it's supposed to be rapid fire, but I feel like the moment you get up on an airplane and go to the bathroom or like move around at all, that's when the turbulence starts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll see somebody get up and I know they have the poop walk. So I can tell they're gonna be back there, and I'm like, get back in your seat. It's so bumpy right now. I know this is your fault. Am I the only one that feels that way?
No. I agree with you, and I understand that. Have you ever had the poop walk on the plane?
I have never shit on an airplane.
I have never either. And you know what? I know it's kind of gross to talk about, but this whole fucking episode about shit. I was on the airplane, and I think there's nothing worse than when someone has gas on the airplane, and you're just like clench it or do fucking something, bro, because it's reeking.
I'm not going to lie. I definitely have farted real bad on an airplane before multiple times. And I'm so sorry to everyone that was on there. They probably thought that fucker was going down because they were like, that's not like a natural smell. So it's going to be like jet fuel burning or something.
It's but I have never shit on an airplane either. And I think it's like there is a level of controllability in there, you know what I mean? But would you rather take someone take a shit or fart on the airplane? Well, you're the fucking culprit over here.
Well, you know, I feel like for a here. If it isn't jet fuel shitter on the airplane, making everybody think it's going down. No, I mean, I feel like during COVID, even then, we might not even have that problem. So I'd let them rip all the fucking time. You can't smell shit. And then if the N95s are that effective, you shouldn't be able to smell my shitty farts. And they're not shitty, by the way. Stinky farts.
Your little stinkers weren't getting through. It's almost like the motherfuckers that were wearing the ones that weren't that thick. It's like, well, shame on you. Well, you deserve the fart.
Well, usually what I do, you know, whatever area I'm in, I kind of distribute the ones that are really powerful with the twisting filters. So they're like really, and I'll just say, hey, guys, this is just in case. And then everybody's usually pretty receptive to it. They're like, thank you.
I appreciate the strategy you put into letting it go. Okay. What is your most toxic trait?
I have a bunch of those.
Share with the class.
Drinking and sometimes jealousy. And I'm also sometimes, especially with my good friends, quick to anger, which is something.
Jealousy as in relationships?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You know.
The fiance's like, I'm just chilling in the room. And you're like,
what are you?
You're giving a little jealous vibes.
I am right now.
No. Just like I was asking. Yeah, I can tell. No, I think jealous.
Everybody's gonna be jealous after watching this because they weren't as free with their fecal talk.
No, I exactly. You're just letting it rip, literally. Okay, so no, you're jealous. Literally. You're jealous with your woman a little. Okay, but that shows you care.
Yeah, well, I guess that's
a good way to look at it.
I guess that's a way to look at it.
She wouldn't say it.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I never, you know, necessarily want to be mean, but I guess that stems from a place of my own insecurity and where and like how insecure I am.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing like absolutely wild, but yeah, it's just like, you know, I want to feel loved. You know what I mean? I guess that's what it is.
I get it. Like
many humans.
And you're drinking. Are you working on it or you're like cool with it? You just are aware.
I am working on it. I used to drink because I was sad. Now I drink for shows and because I'm happy. It's hard getting out there. And I get so shy and timid and shit. So I just drink a little bit to... I guess cope with that and be able to get my liquid courage, literally.
That's so interesting because I feel like when I see you on stage, especially online and TikToks, it's like, Post, you're busting out dance moves. It's like you're just like in your own world up there. I don't think anyone would think that you would be too shy to get up there.
Oh, well, that's, you know.
The alcohol?
Most definitely. You think these dance moves just... They're conduited from a great drinker in this guy somewhere.
Yeah, you're like, I'm actually just hammered, and that's why I feel comfortable to bust a move in my jorts.
That's exactly what it is, with my knee braces.
Exactly. Please put those on before the show tonight. What is a purchase you blew too much money on and regret?
Regret?
Mm-hmm. Or you blew too much money on and you're aware, but you don't give a fuck.
I bought the Lord of the Rings magic card.
Oh, do you want to tell me how much that was?
It was $2 million. Don't make me regret it right now.
Oh, you were saying you don't regret it because
I definitely don't regret it.
Oh, where is it now?
It is, well, I guess right now, since this is in the future, I have it already. Would you like to see it?
Oh, yes. Can't wait.
We'll do it off camera.
Yeah. $2 million on a fucking card.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. So you really like Lord of the Rings?
I like Lord of the Rings and Magic the Gathering.
Do you like Frodo?
I'm down with Frodo. I think he's cool. He's a flawed character, but we all are. And I like his feet.
Oh.
Not like in a sexy way, but I just think it's cool how he's walking around like the most treacherous place in the world in his bare feet. And I'm like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, I appreciate you clarifying because I think on this show, people would think you were like, oh, I jerk off to Frodo's feet. That's the vibe this show would give. So it's good you clarified this.
Answering emails can mean a lot of things.
Exactly. Okay, $2 million for a fucking card. Damn. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
Oh, fuck.
You can be honest.
What counts?
You putting your dick in something.
In the coochie?
In something?
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, like, okay. In
a
something.
A butt or a V?
Butt?
Well.
First time. Whoa. All right. Oh, fuck.
No. Do you like women specifically?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. So a V then. A vagina.
Okay.
When's the first time you put your dick in a vagina?
Well, I thought it was like, he was like, when's the first, first time for anal. And I'm like, whoa, fuck.
Oh, we can go there too. When's the first time you did V? Let's go. Here we go, post. Woo!
Let her rip. Oh, okay. Fuck. September 08? No, that's from the other guys. That was his first desk pop. I don't know. Question was age?
Age.
17?
17.
Mm-hmm.
What about the bum hole?
No, fuck. Oh, not till a couple years later.
What was the experience like?
For me, very cool. This is a crazy thing. You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff you look at as a kid. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck, I don't want to try this shit. And,
did she shit on your dick or no? You were okay.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. Okay, we're moving on. He kept it clean. It was clean. When you pulled out, you were okay? You weren't traumatized?
No, I was not.
It sounds like you're saying she was, though.
No, but I can never, like, speak on behalf of. We talk and be like, yeah, everything's great. Yeah. But then, like I don't know. Like, is this normal?
Yeah.
Have you know? Not again with the whatever.
You wouldn't do it again.
No. I would.
Oh.
But not with the same lady.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. You have a lady.
No, understood. But yeah. This was like not with the same lady. We never did it again. Does that make sense?
Oh, got it. Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. I can only speak on my behalf.
No, this is good.
I was gung-ho, though.
You're like, I was having a great fucking time. Anyways, what is your biggest fear?
I hate airplanes, but that's not a biggest fear. That's a cop out. But I guess not being able to be there for my baby, which is a new fear. But yeah, that's why I tried to slow down on drinking, to take better care of my body. I stopped drinking sodas and stuff. And I remember I went to the doctor and they said, "Hey man, your liver sucks." And I was like, all right, so how do we fix it? And so we're fixing it.
You're working on it.
Yes, ma'am. So,
what's the most awkward interaction you've had with another celebrity?
I don't necessarily remember, but I remember there's one gentleman I know who doesn't drink. And I saw him after a couple years, and I was roasted. And I was like, "Hey man, what are you drinking?" He's like, "I don't drink." And I'm like, "Oh fuck, dude, I'm so sorry." That's a bad feeling for me. And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, man." And
I get it. You're like, "Why did I just say that?" But like, I'm sure they get that all the time, so that's okay. But I get what you're. It's in a moment you're like, "Fuck me."
Yes. Why did I have to say it? I'd be like, "I'm such a dick." That's like. Then that shit keeps you up.
Yes.
You're like, "Oh man, I got."
Why'd I do
so
that?
Sorry, dude.
So you're a nice guy, though. You like care what you can affect people.
Everyone can. You just be nice. Don't be a dickhead.
Just be nice. Don't be a dickhead.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's put that on a t-shirt.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
You're forced to dress up.
Okay.
And role play.
Okay.
In the bedroom.
Okay.
What are you dressing up as?
Well, I guess Frodo. Now we have to go on like theme here.
You got to keep it consistent.
It has to be. Well,
what would that
either
look
Frodo
like?
Or Sauron. Oh, that'd be so badass. I'll put on stilts and be like 10 feet tall like Sauron.
Do you think that would get your woman turned on?
No, ma'am. Not even in the, there is no life in the void. And then she's like, what the fuck are you doing? You
know? Like, it couldn't be more dry. Like, you're literally disgusting me right now. What is happening? You're freaking me out. You're on stilts,
and
post
then,
coming in.
Then she'll show me Sauron's eye. That's a coochie. That's like the nickname there for the coochie.
Got it. And she just spread herself and be like, I guess this is role play. Jesus fucking Christ.
But then we don't even have sex. I just like practice my mace moves.
Check. Watch this.
I'm kind of picturing, this is good too, because it's giving like a full idea of like what your sex is like. Do you know what I mean? Like people are going to be like, ooh, this is good. Like he's on stilts. Like
sure.
The whole thing. It's good. This is sexy. This
or
is
Captain
sexy.
Price from Call of Duty.
Wow, this is very specific. You learn something new every day.
Yes, ma'am.
This is really good. When's the last time you cried?
That's been a long time.
That's a lie.
That's been a long time.
Someone told me you were crying yesterday.
I didn't cry yesterday.
Do you cry on stage?
No one saw me yesterday.
Someone saw
I me. Almost cry on stage. I almost cry on stage, but I don't cry.
Almost.
That's sweat. Dude, it's fucking hot. It's hot up there. I'm sweating a lot. I hadn't cried in like fucking 6 fucking years.
Well, if you were to cry recently, what would you be crying over?
I find it harder now. You kind of get, I don't know, you do it for so long and you kind of lose like, it's sad, but you kind of like super calloused to shit.
Yeah.
I used to cry when people would make fun of me and shit. And now I'm just like, hey, man, well, you haven't met me. I think you might like me if we got to hang out, you know, but it doesn't hurt my feelings anymore. Yeah. But I did cry the other, like, last tour because my baby started blowing kisses and it's really cute.
So they're happy tears, Pose.
Yeah, happy tears.
That's
good
great.
Tears.
That's great. This is a quick little transition. We were talking about your baby blowing kisses. Just pretend that didn't happen for a second. What's your go-to porn search words?
Frodo feet.
No, fuck
Legolas
no.
Wig. Sauron mace skills Captain Price in the prawn. Cruise missile. 5 kill streak. These are all... I usually put them all in one, and you'd be the surprise if some of the crazy shit comes out of that.
Wow.
No, I don't know. I mean, I kind of just go to like daily selection.
The daily trend.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, because they spend a lot of time on the algorithm, I think. And I think, you know, like a lot of people are on these sites. So, I mean, something must be right there.
Yeah, there's
so
no shame.
Check it out.
Totally.
And you get like 10 pages on there. So you can be like, oh, well, go to page 5 today. Or
right,
you roll a dice.
Right.
You roll a D12 or a D20 and see if you see what page you should go to.
I'm picturing you on Pornhub like, like what's today's selection? This is interesting. You're kind of like down
crack some wine. Open like a nice bottle and just candles and put Lord of the Rings. It usually takes me like 12 hours, my whole like crank sesh.
Oh,
so I can watch all the Lord of the Rings in that time period.
Yeah. And is that how long you would last during sex? No.
How drunk am I?
What if you're sober?
Oh, like 30 seconds.
Okay. What if you've had, what if you've had 7 beers?
Bump that up to a cool minute 30.
Okay. And what if we're working at like a 20 beer situation?
Crazy night?
Yeah.
I'll go. Okay. That's when the machine turns on. That's when it's all finally lubricated, and you just keep going. I'd be like, "How?" I'd be like, "Oh no, let's go."
You're in your prime. You like go
call
to
the doctor.
What's your favorite sex position?
Missionary, of course.
You keep it pretty locked down with your personal life.
Yes, ma'am.
Which I think is great. But again, this is Call Her Daddy. So I'm going to like ask you a couple questions. You answer how you're comfortable.
Yes, ma'am.
You're engaged?
Yes, ma'am.
Or are you married and you secretly haven't told anyone?
I'm not married.
You're not married. You're engaged. How long have you been engaged?
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I met a guy the other day and he was like, I just got married after 21 years. And I'm like, oh, sick. Please don't tell her that.
No. We got you. We got you. What would a Post Malone wedding look like?
Bitchin. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Absolutely. I don't know. I'd imagine an ice luge for Bruce that's just steady going. And it just, it keeps being, beer keeps being poured into it. And all my buddies are like super down for the cause. So they just go and take a suckle of the teat of the nectar and keep that party going. Dance moves are going to be hopefully popping. I don't know. I'd imagine everything rustic, modern.
Jorts? But like wedding jorts?
Lots of camouflage.
Oh.
Fuck rustic, modern. I think we just do everything camouflage. Camo. I think that sounds amazing.
Would you wear a camo suit?
Sure. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
I actually have a camo tuxedo.
And you're wearing camo Crocs.
Yes, ma'am.
Very trendy.
Super trendy.
Very cool.
But I wear it for the utilitarian purposes.
Mm. Okay, cool. How did you propose?
It's in Vegas. But we got married. Just a proposal.
Okay.
And I had lost a significant amount of money at the table. And we go upstairs and I'm like, off my rocker, hammered. And I was like, hey, you want to marry me? I got a ring and all this stuff. And then she said, no. She's like, ask me tomorrow. And I was like, all right, yeah. And then I did. And I was sober. And it was nice.
So. I fucking love her for that.
Yeah.
She's like, be fucking sober.
She's a beast. Yeah.
But yes.
She was right. I mean, you know, I knew.
You did.
I knew. I'm just a terrible arbiter of romanticism, I guess.
How did you know, like, what is something about her? Because I know you keep your relationship private. Like, what's something that you, like, knew you were in love with this person?
I could tell, which is really cool. I could tell her heart is so massive. And I've always wanted kids and like a big family. And I could tell she was going to be a really good mama. And she's like number one mom in the fucking universe.
Are any of your songs about her?
They're not out yet.
Is it going to be on the new album?
No, man.
So you've written some, but no one's heard them.
No one's heard.
But she...
Because I feel like a lot of the songs I do, a lot of the songs I write for her, I don't even play for her because I'm terribly shy, like, about, like, that kind of, I know, it's terrible. I know.
If I was her, I would force you to sit down and be like, play it.
Oh, we do have a guitar.
Would you
play it? All right, I'll play it. It's like 25 songs, so I hope you guys are ready.
Okay. Don't stop. Bobby. Don't stop. You can't get us that excited.
No,
my heart got excited. Okay, so but you've written songs about her, but you just don't release them right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're now a dad.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is so exciting.
Yes, ma'am.
How old is your daughter now?
At the time of this interview, 14 months. 14, 15 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What is Papa Post like?
It's cool. Very cool. Very handsome. My dad, when I was a kid, he would always play me like really heavy music, and I love heavy music. The other day, I put on a Godsmack song, and I was like, started rocking, and she was like, and it was really cute.
So that must have made you really happy.
Yeah, that made me really happy.
What do you think is your best dad skill?
Having money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, I think as of right now, that it's good for the baby and good for the mom. And I think that's about the only skill I have, really. Sometimes I'll play guitar with her, which is our all right skill. But they're like, put the fucking guitar away. I want the new Fisher Price deal.
You're like, here's my MX. God bless you all.
I think the baby knows the code. That'll be her first word is my credit card number. Yep. What's the expiration? Very good. Okay.
Dude, that's so good. You're bringing the dough. You know, you're self-aware, Post.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am. Hey, look, I'm the happiest I've ever been. So, you know,
I'm so happy for you.
I'll pay all the money in the world.
It's amazing. What's a lesson that your parents kind of taught you growing up that you want to make sure that you pass on to your daughter?
Well, my dad said you can't make everyone happy, which is a good lesson. I still struggle with that. Because I try to be, and being kind is totally different than making someone happy. But, you know, if there's, you ever have a problem with your parents or a friend or something, they'll understand and you understand and just kind of be patient with the situation. And,
yeah.
And kind of hypocritical at some times. But I guess that's just be yourself and you can't make everyone happy.
Yeah.
No,
you're fine. I agree with everything you're saying, and I think it's a good approach to life. What do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
Small nipples.
You're like Puff Daddy.
I'm puffy nips. You guys know my new record? No, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I guess right now I could say everybody thinks I'm on drugs.
Okay.
I'm not on drugs.
Okay. It's good to clarify. No. Maybe you don't even have to.
I just spoke to somebody about this, and it's interesting having everybody in your life all the time. And like you, I tried to maintain a private lifestyle because, like, you know, especially with the baby, and I want her to be able to decide what she wants to do. Maybe she doesn't want to be on social media, but I see a lot of people, you know, here's my baby, like just right out of the coochie. Here she is. Here they are. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you know, how do you know the baby wanted to do that? You know?
Trust me, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like, yeah. Let the kid decide.
Yeah, well, that's the whole deal. And so, like, I try to maintain that whole deal. But people can see me on stage, and they might take my dance moves. People are like, this is what meth looks like. I'm like, I'm not on meth.
I think it's...
Unless it's in Pedialyte. Is it in Pedialyte? Is it in macaroni and cheese?
Yeah,
because I'm definitely on meth if it's in macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, but does that get annoying though? That, like, how do you decide when you're like, fuck, should I not speak up on this? You're like, hi, I'm not on fucking drugs.
Respectfully, I don't owe anybody an explanation for anything.
Yeah.
But I can tell that there is genuine care.
Yeah.
And it's not, everybody is not just the guy that's like, okay, kids, this is what meth looks like. Don't be like this fucking guy. But there is people who genuinely care. You know, and I kind of wanted to put their minds at ease.
Yeah.
There's so much love in my fan base, and it's super cool, but you always get those motherfuckers that are like, fuck this guy. But
it is interesting, though, when you say that post, because in the same interview, you're saying, I've never been happier, and people think you're on meth.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is kind of nice.
It's kind of a fine line.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You're like, I have never been happier, and everyone's like, but you're on meth?
Yeah.
You're like, you can think that. I'm happy.
Well, and they can think. At the end of the day, they're going to think whatever they want. Even after I was like, hey, guys, I'm not on drugs. People are like, that's exactly what someone on drugs would say. Like, okay, great. Fuck. Okay, whatever. I said what I, yeah.
You tried.
And I'm happy as I've ever been. Not on drugs. It. Like a good beer. Like to smoke cigarettes. Hanging out.
We love it. Your new album,
yes, ma'am.
Austin,
yes, ma'am.
By the time this comes out, it will be out. Mm-hmm. What is the story behind the album?
The story behind the album is a couple days before tour, we were like, hey, I want to do like an acoustic project. So we went and we rented out Henson for a week. And we made like 8 songs in 7 days and crushed half of the record there. Can I have a brewski?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Wait, no, you're fine. Wait, you did 8 songs in 7 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that normal?
Sometimes it is. They're not good for the most part whenever we do that. Yes, please. Thank you, Ben. Bobby. Sorry. Fuck. God damn it.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben. Ben is usually grabbing the beers. Mm,
but it's Bobby.
But it's Bobby in here. Ben, hi, Bobby.
Bobby. Hi.
Hi.
You want to come in? Hi, Bobby. Camera time?
Yeah, Bobby.
I know he wants
when
to
was
on
your
camera.
First anal?
Let's talk about your sandwiches. No,
thank you. You're
like, thank you off. So much. Yeah, okay. Guys, check out Bobby's or
please,
Bobo's
yeah,
if you're
it.
Ever in if you have in Jersey.
Jersey. Okay, so 8 songs, 7 days.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said usually that turns out bad, but
well, yeah, because you can go and you can make like half a song and never have lyrics or anything like that on there. But it was so much fun. And we had so much fun, and it was originally supposed to be just me and a guitar, and then we were like, oh, fuck it, this song would be bitching with drums on it, and so we just kept making a whole album, and we finished, the whole album was made in, like, musically, like, recording-wise, like, 3 weeks total, so it was cool.
How do you want your fans to feel about this album?
I just hope they don't think it sucks. That's usually the consensus amongst the team. You're like, does this suck? And I don't think it sucks. But it's really cool. I felt a lot of space It was written by me and three other dudes completely. Well, besides, we had some really super talented guest writers and well, I wouldn't even call them guest writers, co-writers.
Yeah.
But guests in the studio, because for the most part, it was just us.
Yeah.
I always keep stuff to myself, mm-hmm. you know.
That you wrote on the toilet.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's like a very intimate moment for you to write it on the toilet, you and yourself, and then to put it out there.
Well, I actually had them bring mm-hmm. a porcelain throne into Henson to cut the vocals as well and the guitar.
Mm-hmm. That
just
makes
for
sense.
Perfect accuracy. I think you can hear a little bit of the shine, yeah. a little bit of the twang yeah. in the recording.
But you wanted it to be it's genuine. Cool.
Yes, ma'am.
This is like how I, this is me in my yes, raw ma'am. Form of how yes, I ma'am. Actually do it.
I'm actually going to do that for the next record. We just did
that should
a new
be your
record.
Album cover. Yeah. Everyone will
live
know.
Live from the shitter. No, everyone will know. It'll just be me on the toilet. Everybody
or it's
will
the selfie
like,
angle
yeah, exactly.
for your
yeah,
fucking
it's
album
just, it's a selfie. Everybody's like, oh, this dude's definitely on the shitter right
what
now.
What is your favorite lyric that you wrote?
Oh. I call her Shrek because she got a donkey.
It's genius.
Thank you.
It's innovative.
Thank you.
And it's also nostalgic.
It's eye-opening. It strikes all the right chords. It really makes you think.
What is that lyric on? What song?
It's called Socialite.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine? Like, kind of makes you think. Like,
right.
think. And then, like,
yeah.
Shrek, donkey.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be the biggest banger? Do you usually know when something is going to hit with your fans, or you are always surprised which ones become the biggest?
I'm always surprised, I feel like. I can go off what, you know, like management and label and everybody says
yeah.
and stuff, but I mean, I just want to make a song that I like.
Yeah.
And I could never, like some songs you just know and like, oh, this is really catchy.
Yeah.
And that usually does it, but now I'm old. Aww. And I mean, I made an album with me playing guitar on every song and no features, so I don't know exactly how
mm-hmm.
in touch I am.
Okay.
But I think there's some great songs on there that I hope people like.
What's your favorite song on the album?
You know that one.
Yeah, that
you
one.
You know that one.
I can already feel it.
Yeah.
I can already hear it.
I really don't. Fuck.
Top two.
Oh,
come on.
They're all so different.
You know whatever comes out of your mouth, everyone's going to listen to.
Well, I hope anybody listens at all. That would
they're
be amazing.
They're going to listen, Post. Daddy Gang is going to fucking listen.
Thanks, Daddy
These
Gang.
These people are so loyal. Daddy Gang
Thanks,
is going to get
Gang.
Out there. They're going to stream the whole thing.
Thanks,
but we
Daddy
need
Gang.
To hear your top two songs.
I'm then trying to remember the track list, too. Oh, I don't want to go. I'm having so much
fun. I don't want you to go either.
I'm actually getting kicked off is what's happening.
No. I'm like, okay, talking. It's been enough shit talking yeah. the fuck out.
Get the fuck out, this Frodo
is,
feet.
This is the first night you shit your pants on stage. Like, it goes down tonight.
I like Green Thumb a lot. I had a lot of fun playing the guitar on that and writing the guitar for that. And Enough is Enough, Something Real. I can list like the whole track list.
Okay.
But I don't know. I had so much fun working on those records.
I'm so excited for you. You're so talented.
Thank
it's
you.
Always such a pleasure to get to sit down with someone and meet them in person. Because, again, I see things online about you. I see your pictures and your videos and your amazing dance moves. But being in your presence, like, you're such a soft, sweet guy
thank
that
you.
Is clearly so talented beyond
thank
words.
You.
And I just can't thank you enough for taking the time because I know you're on tour and you're so busy, and this really meant a lot to me and my fans and your fans. So thank you, Post.
No, thank you very much. Thank you guys for having me.
Let's go play beer pong.
I don't see why not.
Oh wait, I have a gift for you.
What?
Okay, so I know you're really happy.
Yes, ma'am.
But we're never perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is merch for you. Unwell.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
Feel that?
Yeah. Oh, and it's puff print like your nipples.
Oh, it's a set? It's puff print like my nippies. It hides it perfectly. Well, that's actually so funny because we got a gift for you.
No, Post. Oh, my God. Look at us. This is so sweet, guys. Thank you so much. You're
thank
amazing.
You.
Thank you
no,
for coming on.
No, you're fucking
on.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank
oh, my
you.
God. We did it.
Said she tired, little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil' Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon.
100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma more probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like that shit Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big bus. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the. When I got guap, all of y'all disappear. Before I drop Sony, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma more probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying, wow.
Hard stuff, okay? Pull a little bit away. I thought you were way better.
Really promise, I love you. I've won games. I've been like, boom, boom. I had stage fright.
I would be too, and I was. You're doing it in front of posts, who's so good at it. Like, it's hard.
I know.
It's harder. It's lights out.
Oxytocin, making it all okay. When I come back down, it doesn't feel the same. Now I'm sitting around waiting for the world to end all day. Cause I couldn't leave you without trying. You break me, then I break my rules. Last time was the last time too. It's fucked up.